but I keep falling, all in, higher than I've ever been. Oh no, I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you.
Sheep. 81-year-old Arthur Shabarth managed to use the technique to create a hybrid sheep that he wanted to sell for trophy hunting. Prosecutors are asking for 1 year probation. In a twist, the sentencing memorandum actually congratulates him for cloning the sheep, which is an endangered species in Central Asia. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. October has arrived. It's Opal Month. I just received many new pieces of opal jewelry. Opals are unique and one of a kind. So stop by and see our colorful collection of opal jewelries and save 20% for the month of October at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
Lots of sunshine today and a high of 80. Southeast to south winds at 5 to 13 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 50. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and more fall-like with a high of 64. Clear and chilly Tuesday night, 38. 72 Wednesday with sunshine. Thursday, 72 with a 30% chance of light showers overnight. And Friday, any light rain ending in the morning, some sun developing, and a high of 66.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments.
Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Welcome to our morning show time on WRCO Radio. There are so many great things going on this weekend, and we're going to kick off our week here on the morning show talking about one of the longtime events, the annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show, which is happening this weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. And joining us today, Mark Welty and Paul Posh, a couple of longtime guys around this. But I believe that you probably go back to the beginning, don't you, Mark?
Yeah, I do. Back to 1981, 82, Danny and I were sitting under a hickory nut tree in front of the old log house and drinking a beer, eating a burger. Said, you know, we got these old trucks sitting here. We ought to have a truck show right out here in the front yard. And it took off from there. The rest of it's history.
How many trucks did you have that first year? Do you remember?
Four. Yeah, Darla Wentz had one there. Danny had one, and I had two. And that all started it.
And people showed up that year, too, then. Huh?
Well, Tom McGlenn and a few of those guys came by. What are you guys doing? You know, anytime you got some burgers and beer going on, somebody's going to show up.
Sure.
So, hey, we might as well do something like this every year. You know, good time of the year. Nice place to have it. So we did it.
That was the social networking back then, just to get the neighbors involved the word.
That's right? What it was, you know. Everybody just stops by, you know. You didn't have to have an invitation, you know. Just being nosy, that works.
But then it grew. Did you kind of contact some outside clubs then to get involved?
Danny and Darlo and I in 1982 went to Madison on a cold winter night and joined another group of people down in that area, and we formed the Southern Wisconsin chapter of the American Truck Historical Society, which is about 18,000 members worldwide. But our local chapter, Southern Wisconsin, we've got about 167 members right now. So that all started it, and, well, Darla must have got tired of us because he quit doing it after a while. He sold his trucks he had. He had a couple old trucks back then. But we had fun getting it started, and it just developed into kind of a brotherhood, and now we've got people from five or six states come to this thing for the weekend. So it's gotten bigger.
Yeah, it really has. Do most of them drive them in, or do they haul them in?
Well, we do both. They drive them and haul them. What a lot of them do now is they've got some more modern trucks, so they'll haul an old one and haul a car, So the wives come along, and they come here, and they're going to start coming in on Wednesday, and they'll spend the rest of the week here. And the women like to tour around. They like Oakwood Fruit Farm awful well. But they travel all over buying all these knickknacks and everything, and it's an outing for all these people, and it's just kind of an annual vacation because they come from, some of them will drive 400 or 500 miles to get here, and that's a big testimonial to Russian Center.
Well, it is, and all the things that are going on this weekend as well, they can just kind of never get bored, right?
Oh, you shouldn't get bored. There should be plenty to do. It's all where a problem really comes in, Phil, is the local people have an opportunity this weekend to really enjoy what we try to enjoy every day here, our local atmosphere. And more people should locally get involved in this. The people from out of town, they choose destinations. The people that live here take it for granted, and they really shouldn't take this area for granted because it's beautiful. There's a lot of things to do here, low cost, easy to do. And that's what we do, is no admission or anything like that. You just come and enjoy. Come as many times as you want. You want to come 3 times a day, that's fine. You know, bring somebody with you. Opportunity for the young people. That's what we're after.
It's important for the young people to see some of these working things, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, and even the older people. Everybody walks around with a cell phone in their hand, punching these buttons with their thumbs. You know, come out here and see what's going on around your local community. If you want to learn something, come there. You can learn, because there's people out there that have a wealth of knowledge, and they're willing to share it, and that's what we want to do, is try and bring back some of this. You can only bring back so much history, but try and instill some knowledge in these young people and give them a little direction on what's really going on in the world.
Will we learn anything from this guy over here, Paul?
Well, I don't know. I've been trying to train him. Somewhere along the way, he became my son-in-law. I've been trying to train him, but we're gaining. He'll be all right.
You're gaining. Good morning, Paul.
It's kind of a slow process, but I'll get there sooner or later.
So you're kind of the truck and tractor guy.
Yeah, I belong to both clubs, and Mark got me started with a truck one day. I was looking for one, and he called up on a Sunday afternoon. One of the truck members had passed, and he's having auction. And he, come down here, we got to look through. So we went through, and we scrolled down through all the trucks on the auction. And he says, now that's a nice truck. That would make a good truck for you. And as it turned out, I ended up owning it.
Sure. Do you still own it then?
Yep. It's a 73 Diamond Rio, C116.
Okay. Wow. So good stuff. So then you've collected, you have some tractors?
No, I've been collecting tractors for quite a number of years already. Mm-hmm. And I got a variety in the shed.
Yeah. It's interesting, too. It's kind of like the tractor that you grew up with is the most popular. That's why we're seeing some of those. But what's your favorite tractor to collect?
Well, I farm with John Deere's, but I got a soft spot for the old Massey Harris's. And I've had a Mini in the past, and I thought that was a pretty nice tractor, but I haven't got one currently. I wish I did. But
is it hard to find parts for some of those tractors?
Extremely. Some of them are getting more and more difficult every year. When the price of scrap iron went up especially, the salvage yard just got cleaned out.
So you have to improvise a little bit sometimes.
Oh, yeah, or get somebody to manufacture you something.
Mm-hmm. So there will be – you never really have an idea of how many or what kind of numbers you're going to have at Wheels of Time, do you?
Well, the recent years we've been running around 120 to 130 trucks and about the same number of tractors and pieces of farm machinery that come in. So – right now, we kind of hit where we just stay about the same number all the time.
You see some new folks from time to time, though, don't you?
It seems like every year we'll see somebody new will show up there, either with a truck or a tractor or a piece of equipment. Or, you know, you never know what they might drag in there they'd like to exhibit, and we'll accept anything.
Do you have a featured model like they do over in Baraboo or not?
Well, this year we're featuring Minneapolis Moline and Massey Harris, Massey Ferguson. The reason we feature the two together is because in this area, for some reason, we don't get that many. So we thought we'd have kind of put them together, and that way we'll get a few more feature tractors.
Weren't they together eventually? Didn't they get bought out or they weren't?
I'm
mistaken then.
No, they, kind of in a way, the long way around. See, originally Minneapolis Moline got bought out by the White Motor Company, along with Oliver and Cockshut, and they merged together under the White, and Massey Harris merged with Ferguson, become Massey Ferguson. Well, then someplace in the late 80s, all of a sudden, the Massey Ferguson and White merged together to form AGCO.
Oh, okay. Sure. So I didn't get all that in the family tree initially, but I do remember Minneapolis and White going together in those. And what is the oldest vehicle that you have there generally at the fairgrounds? Any idea?
We've had a 1909 International truck there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had a 1927 Caterpillar.
Yeah, 1927 Caterpillar. We get a number of things from the 30s.
It's really cool to see them running.
Oh, yeah. Most of them are running. Mm-hmm. A few of them come in chain drive.
Do you have a parade then as well?
Saturday afternoon, we do have a parade about 4 o'clock in front of the grandstands. And, of course, like everything else, it's free to everyone. And we encourage anybody that has something there they'd like to run through the parade to join us. We have a sound system that they set up for doing announcing of what's coming through the parade. And
you can't go very many places where it's free of charge either like that, can
No, you? It's always amazed me that everything balances out for us so we can stay free, and that's what we try to do. That's the reason for the pie stand. That pretty much finances what we spend.
Well, let's talk about those pies. Oh, my goodness. They're world-renowned, aren't they, Mark?
Well, they are, and they're all homemade. We really discourage you going to the store and bringing one out there. We want homemade stuff, so they're all pretty good. I think the last year they sold, 600 pieces of pie or something like that? It's a lot of pies.
My wife said there was 81 pies sold, and they each have 6 pieces in them.
Yep. Oh, so do the math.
Yeah. And then there's other stuff, too, and we do a food stand. 4-H will have a food stand there going, and they do a good job. They work hard at it. We don't have vendors. For some reason, we've just never done that. But 4-H food will do a good job, serve everybody, and then on Saturday night we have a exhibitor banquet, and that always comes out real good. We have good attendance with that, so it's all just camaraderie of people. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
Great to hear the stories, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And last year, you talk about people coming, last year we had a father and a son from Idaho, and they came here specifically on their trip to see this show, because they'd never been here and they'd heard about it. They spent a week here, and they thoroughly enjoyed it, and they said they will be back. And this is what happens every year. We get people like this that just show up, and you start, well, who are you? And then you start getting this story, and everybody is just amazed at what goes on here, and it doesn't cost them anything. And that really blows their mind. And then, well, how can we contribute? Well, you contribute by being here. You know, because without people coming, we got nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
Yeah, and a lot of places not only would charge admission, but they would charge per vehicle, too, for them to be on display, right?
Absolutely. So we just can't do that. It costs, you take these guys, you know, a semi-truck, you get 5-6 miles to a gallon of fuel. And if they're coming 300-400 miles, how can you justify charging them to display that vehicle? It just doesn't work out to us in our minds. Maybe that's why we live here in Southwest Wisconsin instead of the big city.
True.
And we like it like it is.
I think about, as we look back to the past, how this has grown here, Mark. And I remember when it was still in Danny and Penny Schaefer's yard. But somehow you managed to get lots of vehicles and cars and tractors in there, too, didn't you?
Oh, it's a jigsaw puzzle to do it. If one, you got to figure out when they're going to leave, because you have to be able to get that vehicle out of there. And when you take a truck that's 60 feet long and try and wiggle that through, it just doesn't work sometimes. So, you know, it's logistics on how to get it in and out. And when we moved down to the fairgrounds, which, by the way, is an excellent facility, Richland County treats us very, very well, and we really appreciate the effort they put into it. But there's a lot of buildings at the Richland County Fairgrounds. So you got driveways in between everything, and it's kind of close quarters, and we try and fill the grassy areas, but you have to leave fire lanes and this type of stuff. But we managed to get this 130 trucks in there and out of there without a problem. We haven't had any claims yet, and we don't want any. But we are basically, that's about the number that we can handle well and still have room where we don't have to cram everything in so people can come handicapped in their wheelchairs. There's plenty of room for them to get around between the vehicles and with the blacktop streets. Everybody gets around and can enjoy everything that's there. It's a good facility.
It's a lot easier walking around, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I like level ground and not stepping in holes. You know?
Right, right.
And then this year the county fair had good weather, so we don't have the big ruts out there to deal with. So the grass and everything is real nice.
Looks good. When will vehicles start to arrive there?
Probably on Wednesday we'll start having vehicles a lot arrive. And okay. Then there'll be more even coming in on Thursday because we do a truck drive on Friday morning. So we have a lot of people coming in with trucks that they want to be here in time to make the truck drive on Friday morning at 9 o'clock. They do a 2.5-3 hour tour around Richland County with a bunch of the trucks. Or if you want to come in your regular vehicle, you're welcome to join. There is a $50 donation to Cancer Research Fund. Or $25 donation to Cancer Research. And so by Thursday evening, we'll start seeing a fair number of trucks and tractors and everything showing up there.
Do you know the route that the trucks will be going on Friday morning, guys, or not?
Yeah, we'll leave here. Kelly Schaefer's in charge of that this year, and he's going down starting Twin Bluffs, and we'll go down to 60 and then down to take 60 to Blue River. Go across and then wander up through the county roads and get up toward Montfort, up in there, and then back to Muscadet for lunch, and then back to Richland Center. It's an 81-mile ride, so that'll take a few hours, time to stop and have lunch and everything. So we'll leave at 9 o'clock Friday morning, so everybody might see a whole bunch of trucks coming right down through here, bump, 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 down this road. You know? But that's what we do, and we go along 45, 50 miles an hour, you know. Just a nice ride. We don't pull trailers with us, just bobtail the trucks. And people want to put their car in and go along and $25, you know, put it in for the cancer fund and go along for a ride for a few hours. We stop a few times and enjoy things, enjoy the scenery. People don't get this kind of scenery, and that's what it's all about. Hope the trees get a little better, but mm-hmm.
They're getting there. They're starting.
It'll be whatever it is.
Yes, you know, it will.
We'll enjoy it.
People along the route can cheer you on and wave, and
absolutely, if they see us coming, you know, mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
So that'll be Friday morning, and certainly it's a full weekend. Really, you don't have any set hours, do you, Paul?
No, not really. Right now, I guess we got it posted like from 7:30 to 5, but we don't kick anybody out of the fairgrounds if they're running into the late evening. If you can still see them, you're welcome to look around. We don't object. So, no, we really don't have that strict hours or anything, no.
Do you have tractor and truck clubs that specifically come and bring members then as well to the fairgrounds?
Once in a while, we'll get associations. Here a couple years ago, the Badger State Oliver Collectors Club joined us.
International
has joined us a few times through the years. If we can find somebody who'd like to join us, yeah, we encourage that. But most of them are, you know, a lot of them already had a lot of their state shows and stuff before our show takes place.
I hate to say it, but the forecast looks pretty good at this point for you, doesn't it?
It does, Phil. I like it. The worst thing we'll probably have is the bees will be around the top of the pop can, you know.
So drink it fast.
Watch that. Yeah. You know, so, yeah, it'll work out. It'll work out just fine that way. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be good. I know you've done it in all kinds of weather.
Oh, we had snow one year.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yes, we did. On a Sunday, it snowed and everybody was home.
Uh-huh.
You know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the snow was all melted and everybody was good. You know, but the show was over.
A little cold if your driver went out there.
Well, it is. If you're driving on that tin seat on that tractor, it's just a good time for everybody. And we really encourage people to come out and enjoy it. Drive around, walk around, whatever. It's free will donation along the way. If you feel good about things, you know, and you like what you see, well, we'll have a donation bucket there. And that's kind of what we... thrive on. If we can break even at the end of the show, we're just happy campers.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we've been able to do that all these years. That's kind of unbelievable, 40-some years, and we've never had to charge anybody for anything.
Right.
Yeah, yep. It's just wonderful.
You haven't run out of gas yet, then, it doesn't sound like.
Occasionally that happens. We've had a dead one or two that didn't have gas in them anymore.
Sure. Well, we're playing trivia right now. We're going to be having some questions all week long, thanks to the Wheels of Time. But you can win a piece of pie and coffee or beverage there. So we appreciate that. Who came up with the questions, Paul?
Actually, it was a combination of my wife and my son-in-law have been working on them, especially my son-in-law, Jody Cornell.
All right. Well, they did a good job. So this morning's, if you didn't hear, was about what kind of semi Jerry Reed the snowman drove in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, I happened to catch that this morning.
Yeah, and the answer is Kenworth. Yep. And I didn't realize it was a 1947. That seems kind of old. That's what it says on the sheet. So did you know that? You did. Okay. So it was about, at that time, a 20-year-old semi at that
time. That's right.
Yeah. So good stuff.
Age doesn't have a whole lot to do with it. It's the mechanical condition of it.
Right.
We like the old stuff.
And the other trivia question, and I had this not too long ago, about the rock band REO Speedwagon. But is it true that it was originally pronounced Rio? Or is it, no. Or no? Or have you ever heard that?
I can take that one because I have real speed wagons in my collection.
So it is Rio.
It is Rio.
That's what I thought.
The people that don't really know, and the rookies, they say REO because the band got their name off of a fire truck, and it says right on the side of that REO. Well, that's the initials of Ransom Eli Olds. And Olds was the guy that started the original Oldsmobile car and this type of stuff, and he went to trucks. Well, lawsuits and everything he couldn't use. Went on his own again, and he couldn't use the name Olds, so he just used his initials, and we pronounce it REO.
REO.
That's what the band and them pronounce it now as REO. We call it Rio.
Rio, okay.
And on my trucks, the emblems right on it are Speedwagon. So that's where they got it.
Yeah.
So, but everybody now, the language now is REO. Well, we dismiss that.
Rookies.
Say, okay.
Rookies.
All right. Go ahead. But it's really Rio.
So we'll see some Rio Speedwagons.
Have a couple Rio Speedwagons out there, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Lots to see and do.
So, we get that stuff's all back in the 40s, 30s, and 40s. So
yeah.
We have a variety. There's no one particular brand. It's just whatever you grew up with. My dad had Rios. So that's what we have.
Yeah, it makes it fun. And again, lots of discussion out there. If you have a question about anybody's vehicle, feel free to ask, right?
Don't be afraid to go up and talk to someone standing next to their truck or tractor. They'll give you all the information you can stand and then some. And some of it may even be true.
But again, it's one that you grew up with, maybe you worked on, maybe the neighbor had one.
Absolutely. That's the way a lot of it gets started.
Yeah. And do some of the tractors bring like the implements with them too as well, like mounted implements?
We get some implements come in, plows and sickle mowers and manure spreaders. And we got a case collector that he brings in, usually a baler. And Alice Chalmers, they bring in various, the Durst, they bring in a wide variety of things with their tractors. One of them's got a beach comber, Alice Chalmers beach comber for cleaning up the beaches. And, you know, we just get a huge variety of different things. And there's a number of implements that do show up.
Those are sometimes more rare than the tractors, the implements, aren't they?
Sometimes they are. You know, like my grandson here a couple of years ago, we got a rollover plow, John Deere rollover plow. And he was in his glory when some gentleman was standing there looking at the tractor and plow sitting in front of the shed there. And he couldn't understand how it worked. And my grandson jumped up on the tractor and started up, lifted it off the ground, and flipped it over the other way, and it told him all about it. And I was real proud that he knew just what to tell him.
Yeah, that's awesome that he knew that. So it's nice to pass it on to the next generation, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And that's what this is all about.
Good. Well, we appreciate you fellows coming in here. We just hope people will stop out and see you this weekend.
Well, they have to stop out and see us. It's going to be nice weather. There's no excuses. You know, come out. Because we want you there. We want more people. Like I say, the people that come from out of state and everything, it's a destination for them. They've already planned this. The local people, this is an opportunity right now, last minute decision. Let's go out there and see what's going on.
Okay.
And, you know, bring somebody with you. Come back. Bring somebody else the next trip. You know, you can do that here locally.
Yeah. Come back again and again.
Plenty of room for everybody.
On Friday morning, we do a tractor drive that starts at 9. Saturday morning, we do a tractor drive that starts at 9. And if somebody wants to participate in that, doesn't have a tractor, we also have a people mover that we tow through the on the tractor drive. So they can just ride along if they like to ride that behind the tractor on the people mover.
Awesome. You bet. Thanks for coming in today, guys.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yep, the annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds. You can view those classic restored tractors, trucks, cars, and other implements. Some aren't restored. Get a little bit of everything this weekend at the fairgrounds, one of the many events during the Center Color Fest this weekend. We'll have more coming up on the morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee and a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich and a side of hash browns for $6. You know Dunkin' coffee, it's always made just how you like. The bacon, egg, and cheese is the most toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in a new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while it lasts. Excludes espresso and cold brew beverages. Offer valid on bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches only. Excludes seasoned bacon. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions and terms apply.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Welcome back to our morning show. Today, live in the studio, we are talking about some of the big things going on this very weekend. Wheels of Time on the first part of the show. The next part of the show, the Friendship Quilters Guild. Their annual quilt show is coming up soon. And longtime member Lorna Maxwell in the studio, along with Carol Moon. We're talking about some events going on this weekend, and this is one of them. So, Lorna, how long have you been involved in the Friendship Quilters Guild?
Well, longer than I thought. Probably 30 years.
Okay.
Since 1995. I went to a quilt meeting, or the Quilt Guild meeting, you know, to learn about a little bit about it because I wanted to start quilting. And so I went to a couple meetings, and then selfishly I took my mother and my sister to a quilt show in La Crosse because I wanted a quilt that my mother made. And I got one. She loved the quilting as well as my sister. So, yeah.
So you went, you bought one that your mother had made?
No, we went to this quilt show to see different quilts displayed like we're doing this weekend.
I see, okay.
To, you know, and then I kind of hinted that I'd like them to start quilting, which they did.
So they did. And yeah. The rest is history.
Yes,
so.
There's a lot.
So lots of fun. Quilting goes back a long time, lots of generations, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, before Christ, I think they were making, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. They were making it out of old clothes.
Yeah.
Whatever. Lots of wool and, you know, pants and just scraps. A lot of scrappy type quilts. Whereas now, unfortunately, if you're going to make something new and you're going to buy new material, it can get to be very expensive.
I'll bet. People, do they still recycle? Because I see like quilts like with T-shirts and things like that.
Well, some people make T-shirt quilts, you know, for memories for someone, but yes. And I don't know. There are probably people that recycle clothing into quilts. Yeah.
There are a lot of quilters in the area, aren't there?
We have a very talented group of quilters in our area. We really do. Many of them teach classes, you know, in our area, make quilts for companies that have the fabric. They send them the fabric and they make quilts for them to display, to sell their fabrics. So, yes, we have a lot of talented quilters in Quilt Guild. All of them are talented.
It seems whenever there's a fundraiser, there's a beautiful quilt there to auction off. People are very generous with their quilting,
yes.
too, Carol, right?
Yes. It's like, you know, and just you think of the time that it took them to decide the pattern, to match the material to that pattern, and then to sew it, and then to have it quilted, and to donate it to. I mean, like at Grace, I mean, what do we have, like 8 or 10 quilts that needed to, you know, and they were all just beautiful. The workmanship, you know.
They were. A picture doesn't do them justice. You see them in person.
No, it does not. Yeah. You have to see them in, you know, in person to see. Because from a distance, you don't really know how many little pieces might be in there, how the quilting was done, why they decided to put this particular fabric next to the next one. To make the design, so yeah.
Any idea how many hours go into just one quilt?
Probably depends on the size.
Mm-hmm.
We make, you know, in our quilt guild, we make what's called labor of love quilts, LOLs, and they are probably, I think, like 58, 60 inches by 77, 78 inches. So they're like a lap quilt. And we donate them to the Kramer Center for Cancer at the hospital and to the dialysis center for the clients that come in there to have treatments. And they're to keep. They're their quilt to bring back and forth for their treatments. I don't know. You could at least take...
Some of them take years, you know, from start to finish just because they're very involved in what you're doing with them, with the fabric. But we've donated also to Walk with Grace, and we donated this year to a foster child that was graduating from high school. We made him a quilt, and, you know, we're very... free with giving quilts for different things, but the, you know, Kramer Center, they use a lot of quilts, and it's for them to keep, so, yeah.
Let's talk about the show this weekend, then. What will the hours be, Lorna?
Okay, it is Saturday and Sunday, and Saturday it is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. also. It's at Schmidt Woodland Hills on the second floor in the activity room.
You've been there before?
A few times.
A few times through the years?
Yes.
Are they mostly new quilts, or are they quilts of all ages?
Well, I think most of them are new quilts that, you know, the member has completed. We don't have any time limit on, you know, like some shows will say it has to be made in the last 5 years or in the last year or whatever. We don't have anything like that. There's usually, if we have room, each person can provide two quilts. And or wall hangings or table runners or whatever that we will display.
Yeah, I was wondering if there weren't any some like grandma quilts, like the ones grandma made or anything like that.
Well, some of the patterns may look like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of made in that vintage style then.
Yes.
And the other thing that'll be at the quilt show will be a bed turning. And there you might see an antique quilt or an old quilt that was made by either your mother or your grandmother that one of the members are going to donate. The bed turnings mean that the quilt will have a story, and they'll have written that. And it'll be shown in the chapel. And there's two times on Saturday. I believe it's 11 and 2, and then one time on Sunday at 2 p.m. And there you might see an antique quilt.
So that's what a bed turning is then, for right. us that are uneducated about quilts?
Right, right. They're just layered on this bed, and okay. then two people are going to hold it up, and then they'll tell the story about why this particular member has decided to have it on display. And it could be your president's quilt, because it's an old-fashioned type quilt, or it could be one that you've just finished, but it has a special meaning to you. So,
there are seasonal quilts too, right?
Oh, yes. You could be doing a Halloween type or a fall quilt or a Christmas. Yeah.
About how many quilts will be on display? Do you have any idea, Lorna, on Saturday, how many you're going to be showing?
Well, we have how many members?
There's 25 members.
So that may be 50, maybe more. Yeah.
That's a lot. Then you have the quilt hangers. You got to have hangers for all the quilts,
yes,
too.
We have them all hung up. Yes.
Wow. Yep. To coordinate that's quite an effort, isn't it?
It is a job to do the quilt show, yes.
It is, to get it set up and have it displayed.
Friday we spend time on the day setting up, and yes.
How often do the Friendship Quilters Guild meet during the year?
We meet the fourth Monday of the month. And our meeting is at 6:30, so we can get home before dark. And we do have, we call it sit and sew. People can come earlier than, you know, maybe 1 o'clock. This last week, some of them came at 9:30. You can bring your sewing machine or your hand stitching, and you can just socially quilting together. And then we go out to dinner.
I see. Do you still make them together? Do you have quilts where like three or four people work on the same quilt together or not?
We did that with the high school graduation, Foster. We all worked on that. We spent a whole day Saturday. Some sewed pieces, some cut, some ironed, and we got the whole top done in that day.
Yeah.
We did a lot of work when we did the Grace quilt, too. With the t-shirts and putting it together. That was a work day. So there are times that, yes, we work together. When we do the Labor of Love quilts, it's individually. Each one has done one, and they're donating it to be given either to the Kramer or to dialysis.
Some quilts can be, like, heavier than others too, right, in terms of thickness?
Depends. Most of the time with cotton, though, it's not as heavy as if someone's doing a, you know, wool quilt, or what they used to do years ago was polyester. None of us work with polyester, but I know with the mission quilts, you know, that I do over at St. John's, we get all types of material, and some of them are quite heavy to make the quilts.
So never a dull moment. They're all different sizes and different shapes and sizes and colors. And Lorna, they all tell a story, I think, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes. You know, we're supposed to put a label on the back, you know, so that it has the date and time or whatever information you want to put on it. And that is real important, because 100 years from now, nobody's going to know about your quilt, but they can read it on the back. You can put who quilted it, who pieced the top, you know, where you got the fabric, what's the name of the pattern, or any other information you want to put on there. You know, you did hand stitching on it in four states or whatever on vacations, but yes, you can add that history to the back.
To join the Friendship Quilters Guild, do you need any kind of certain sewing machine or anything, or nothing, huh?
No, just come.
Just come.
Yes. Just come. But there's all different levels of abilities that are part of our quilt guild. We do have a dues. It's $20 a year. And if you're just a beginner or you want to know about quilts, come to learn, because that's the way you know, you can begin doing it. And we welcome anybody to come in at 6:30, mm-hmm. you know, for the business part, or to come for sit and sew if you're not working at a, you know, a job out of the home. This year at the quilt show, Lorna is our featured quilter. So she will have more than one quilt on display, and so she can talk about some of her quilts that she's going to. And she does have stories that go with her quilts. And she has displayed her quilts at the Sewing Expo in Madison. We had three members this last year. Lorna displayed two quilts that were accepted. Her sister Amy Murphy had a quilt on display, and Claudia Barris. So we had three of our members that got quilts that were accepted to be shown.
That's amazing. I didn't know we were among royalty here today.
Oh, yes.
So, so well, tell us about the quilts that you'll have as featured quilter, Lorna.
Well, as Carol said, I get more than two quilts in the show. So one of my quilts I'm going to display is called A Joyous Testellation. Well, if you know math, which I do some, but my son told me this. A testellation is created when a shape is repeated over and over again, covering a place without gaps. So this quilt is made with 1-inch elongated hexagons and 1-inch squares. And it's paper pieced, and it took me 2 years to finish it. And you stitch your fabric or baste your fabric over a paper shape, and then you stitch those pieces together. And I can't, you'll have to look at the show how many pieces of what I put on the quilt, because it's on the label. And then another one that I had in the Wisconsin Quilt Expo this year, it's called It Makes Me Smile, because it is made out, the background is 5-inch squares of shirting. Now, shirting was a popular fabric or product probably in the 40s. They sold it on the Bolt. I did take some shirts apart, and I did find some shirting fabric for this quilt. And then the pattern is orange peel, which it's like a pointed oval in the center of that square. And I made those with feed sack material. My mother, many people used to buy, the only way they could find fabric during the war was feed sacks. You know, chicken feed, cow feed, whatever. And my mom would go with my dad to pick up the feed and pick out which fabric she wanted to make curtains with or whatever, so she had enough of one material. So I used the feed sacks for the orange peels, and then I stitched rickrack underneath the orange peels. And then I sewed yo-yos on the corner of the orange peels. So it's got a lot of old things in it. 40. Rickrack was popular in the 30s and 40s, and it matches well with the fabric that I use that is feed sack.
That's amazing. So recycle and reuse with some of that
yes,
stuff, too.
Yes.
So you took it out of old shirts to
yes.
to generate that.
Yes. Oh,
that's fascinating.
And shirting fabric came back, I don't know, probably 5-6 years ago. You'd find it on a Bolt, which was, you know,
rare.
I mean, it was just a new thing come around again is what it was. And another quilt that I have I'm going to display is Courthouse Steps. And I finished it, I guess I should say, at a retreat in Iowa. And I don't know how long I'd been stitching on it, more than a year. And so I hung it up for everybody to look at, and I said, does it need a border? I mean, it's a very big quilt. They all said no, and I said, thank you. I don't want to have to do any more.
It's done.
Well, it's done. That's yeah. a great feeling when it's sure. done. And I haven't decided what for the fourth quilt. I probably will just bring three or four along and see what fits or what people think. I have made quilts out of men's neckties. I made a quilt for the Kramer Center. The hospital had a quilt auction to pay for the Kramer Center. And I made a quilt out of 200 neckties. And I was really thrilled that it was sold at a nice price. So, but I've made quilts out of wool. I've made wall hangings out of wool, pillows. You know, once you start quilting, you do more than a quilt. I probably have wall hangings for every season. So, yeah, quilting is wonderful.
Is there a fabric that you get into a quilt and you're like, oh, why did I decide to do this?
Yes. But when you get it all done, and you're the only one that's concerned that it doesn't look right, you know. And it does take an eye to pick fabric. And but, you know, they'll help you in a quilt shop anytime, you know, match up this or that.
I bet. So I presume you're critical of yourself sometimes, too.
I think most people are, yes, uh-huh. Yes.
You mentioned the quilt. So you have like a getaway weekend where you go and quilt?
Or? Yes, have one coming up in October. You go with friends and spend about a week. You sew, eat, socialize, sew, eat, socialize, you know, and hopefully get a lot done. But it's a wonderful, wonderful time going with people that have the same interests that you do. You know, it's a vacation. It's wonderful.
Yep. Wow. So, yeah, you just go and you sit and you quilt then, right,
yep.
Carol?
And you'll play cards at night, and you'll have a glass of wine. So, you know, and you go out and eat. But, yeah, it's a great time to get to know other people who have the same interests. And if you run into a problem because you've brought a pattern along or you're getting stuck, the last time I was there, I got stuck on something I was trying to finish. And I had two or three other girls trying to help me. You know, I should say ladies, we're not girls. try to help me to retreat, you know, figure out why this pattern isn't working out, you know, for me. So, but to see what everybody else is working on and how they put together what they're working on and put it up on the design board, the talent is just amazing. And everything just, you know, looks great, and it's fun.
Do you have men and women go to these seminars?
I don't know.
Well?
We haven't had any men join us.
Not yet.
Nope. We really never have. All the times we've gone on retreats, it's just a gal's way to get away and enjoy.
The other question is too: are you seeing younger people getting into quilting, or would you like to see more?
I'd like to see more. We have a couple new members that have joined this last year. Who made a quilt without really having any knowledge other than either Googling it or a book that they had, and they want to learn more. We encourage, you know, the young people to come. It's not just us over the age of whatever that have been quilting for a long time. We would love to see some younger people come.
Haven't there been books written about quilts through the years?
Oh, there are tons of books by expert people who have published, people who have created patterns, sold patterns. Yes, there are. You can walk into a quilt store and you can find a book to do. There's a book called A Three-Yard Quilt. You can make a quilt out of just 3 yards of three different yard, 1 yard. Which there wouldn't be very expensive. You know, fabric can be up to $15 a yard. So you try to find it on sale if you can in the quilt shops. But yeah, there are numerous books, numerous patterns.
But I was thinking too about fiction books that are written about a quilt and its history or possibly what it went through and things like that too. And then also I think about the old days of great grandma and mom and daughter all quilting together too.
Right. And they did a lot of hand quilting. Those were quilting bees. Mm-hmm. And they would sit around and they would hand quilt. They'd have their rack up in the middle of their living room and they would do the hand quilting. We do have a member who does hand quilting. She's a new member, and she hand quilts everything, and it's beautiful. And it, unfortunately, hand quilting is a dying art.
It's a lost art, isn't it?
It's a lost art.
Yeah, good. Well, the Friendship Quilters Guild annual show is coming up this weekend, I guess 10 to 4 both days, Saturday and Sunday. You probably get a lot of out-of-town people in for this, don't you, Lorna?
If they're in town for, the Center Fest or whatever is going on. Yes, we do. We have patients from Schmidt come up and go through our show and their families, and we do like that. In the past, 2 years ago it was, we had one of the members that lives at Schmidt show two of her quilts that she had, baby quilts, and you know the history with that was wonderful. So yes, we do have a lot of different people coming to the show.
We talked to the fellas from Wheels of Time in the first half hour, but they were talking about dumping their husbands off at the fairgrounds and then the wives and daughters and <Yes. laughs> going out and finding things to do. This would be a great stop, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And at the quilt show, we're also having what's called cash and carry. So there'll be items for sale that the quilt members have made. There's also a basket raffle. In other words, there's a basket full of sewing, quilting type things. And we also have a quilt that was donated by Jean Gleiss. When she passed away, her relatives donated it to us. And we're going to have that. And I believe it's going to be a silent auction. I don't think the members of the committee have decided what they're going to do with that, but that'll be on display.
Are some of the quilts for sale when people walk around on Saturday or not? I mean,
I don't think so. We've had, you know, some people want to buy them, and if the person that made it wants to sell it, they're, you know, they can do that if they want, but not necessarily.
There are no prices on them.
No.
Right. No, I didn't figure that, but no. If somebody just falls in love with one and says, that'll look good on my bed.
Yes.
Go for it. Yeah. And so a lot of the members will be there beside their quilts to kind of explain and tell some
stories.
Oh,
I'm sure they'll be in and out.
In and out and things.
Yeah.
Great.
I'll be there all the time.
Well, we know it will go well for you. It's a proven commodity, and we hope a lot of people will stop by.
Thank you.
You bet. Congratulations, Lorna, on being the featured quilter this year, too.
Yes, thank you.
Lorna Maxwell joining us, and Carol Moon as well. The Friendship Quilters Guild annual quilt show this weekend is at Schmidtwillen Hills, again Saturday and Sunday, 10 until 4, both days.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidtwillen Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidtwillen Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a